I work in town and I live at the Aspen Airport Business Center. And it's not a bad place to be sheltering in place. It's already distanced. Our condo complex is on a cul-de-sac. But for me, the social distancing became a challenge because I was not in my normal work environment, spending lots of time alone at home. And the isolation became mental and emotional as well as physical. And I found myself sort of sinking into a bit of a depression and loneliness. But regardless, I have a dog, and every day I had to walk the dog down stairs and in the open space that's sort of at the end of our property back behind the lumberyard. And most of my neighbors would end up walking their dogs the same time. So the neighbors would walk their dogs and maintain social distancing. So we'd be standing in a circle or squares, 6 to 10 feet apart. But our dogs didn't know that there was any sort of quarantine going on. And so, of course, the dogs are playing and milling about and doing their normal social thing. And meanwhile, the people are talking in this very sort of structured, although informal, but structured environment where we can only get so close. But just that little bit of contact and that little bit of community was really valuable and really helpful. And it became something that I looked forward to almost on a daily basis. Because we didn't really know what else was going on. We'd look out to the highway, which was normally full of cars, and it's essentially deserted. The occasional cyclist or pedestrian would come through because we're on a route that leads out to the bike path. But for the most part, our community had become that group of people that every day was taking care of their dogs. And some couples, lots of single people as well, like me. And I think that was the saving grace, is our community had shrunk to a group of 8 to a dozen or so people, but we still functioned as a group of people trying to make solutions and exist within the conditions that were part of our structure at the time. So I'm very thankful for that. And hopefully, as things improve and things get better, that gives us a basis to build on and become a functioning resort community once again. That's my story. I'm Mike Monroney.